Hi, Katrina here, bringing you the next episode of Spring Into Storytime for Kilkenny County Library Service. The book I've chosen today is The Lonely Giant by Sophie Ambrose. This is a beautiful story about friendship, freedom and caring for the natural world. I hope you all enjoy it. In a cave on top of a crag in the middle of a huge forest lived a giant. The giant spent all day after day, doing what giants do. Pulling up trees as though they were weeds, heaving and hurling huge logs like spears, and smashing and mashing mountains. Over the years, the forest became smaller and smaller, and quieter, until all the birds and the animals were scared away, and the songs of the forest had all gone. At night, the giant sat alone in his cold cave. "How quiet everything is," he sighed. "I remember the forest full of birdsong with plenty of wood for my fire." The giant grew lonelier and lonelier. Aww. Then one day, when the giant was hard at work, bashing and smashing, little yellow bird appeared. She followed the giant all day long, singing to him. The giant enjoyed the singing so much, he caught little yellow bird and he put her in a cage. "Now," he said, "you can sing to me whenever I want. I won't be lonely anymore." But little yellow bird grew sad in the cage, and the sadder she got, the less she sang. Soon little yellow bird was too sad to sing at all. Gently the giant helped little yellow bird out of the cage and he said, "I'm sorry." The next morning, when the giant looked for a little yellow bird, she had gone. That day, the giant walked and walked looking for little yellow bird, but there were no birds or trees or plants to be seen. "If only I could bring them all back," he said. "I must mend what I've broken." The giant worked hard to rebuild the forest. He sowed seeds, he watered them, he mended mountains, and he planted trees. Then the giant watched and he waited. Slowly, slowly over the years, the forest became bigger and bigger, greener and greener and noisier until all the birds and the animals came back to their beautiful green home. And the forest blossomed with new life again. The giant wasn't lonely anymore. He was happy at last. So was little yellow bird, whose song filled the forest all day, every day. The end.